Hello, listeners. This is Glenn Willis, the editor-in-chief of ITO America. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Terry Takei, the CIO of the state of California. Terry advises Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on the strategic management and direction of IT resources and has been a CIO at the state since 2007. Previously, she was serving as Michigan CIO and the director of the Michigan Department of Information Technology. Terry is considered an innovative thought leader in the government sector and is currently pursuing several green IT projects within the state, which is what we're going to be focused in on today. Terry, thanks very much for joining me.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
No problem. It's a pleasure. So, Terry, we are here to discuss the importance of sustainability and also green IT and how the state of California is hopefully impacting the carbon footprint and doing as much as you guys possibly can to reduce carbon emissions and be as clean as possible with energy efficiency and some of the greener IT projects that you guys are doing. So I'd like to dig a little bit deeper, and certainly our listeners would, as the state of California seems to be one of the pioneers of green IT here in the U.S. Whilst you were in the middle of an IT reorganization plan that kicked off at the mid part of last year, I think in May 2009, how has that reorganization affected just your general kind of IT operations in the state?
Well, we've really done a number of things as a result of that reorganization. The one area that we started with, really, we have, let me just give you a little bit of backdrop in California. California has about 10,000 IT employees that are organized in 130 different departments. And the departments are organized in agencies. So as you can tell, we are a very, very large IT organization. We spend about $3 billion a year just to really run the railroad and about another $1.5 billion in projects. So I tell you that because I think that's an important backdrop to some of the initiatives that we've undertaken and then, you know, into your point about how does that get you to green. The reorganization plan really did several things. First of all, it has taken all of our IT responsibility, if you will, out of all of the programmed areas and placed it into the control of the state CIOs. Now, while that may not seem like a big deal, it certainly is if you're trying to make improvements in the way that we use IT. Secondly, it created a single organization and added really to my organization. So we are now responsible for the state data center, mainframe data center, all telecommunications and public safety communications and security. And then with all of that, we've established a goal and target of really consolidating and standardizing so that we could streamline our operations. So that's kind of the highlights of what we've done. I mean, there are a number of other things that we've done. Now, the importance of this in terms of sustainability and in terms of green is that actually the things that we believe that we have to do in order to be sustainable and green are actually the things that we need to do to make sure that IT runs from effectively more cost efficiently than the way we run today, certainly more secure than the way we run today. And those two factors are also going to mean that not only are we going to run better, we're going to do a much better job as it relates to the deployment of large projects. So we really see all of those as a part of the challenges that we have in moving California forward.
You made some great points there, Terry. And one thing that I'd kind of bring to you, we speak to a number of CIOs on a regular basis, and green IT can be somewhat a misconception by many IT folks in the field there, because in terms of when they look at green IT and the economic times that we've been through, much of the apprehension probably from IT leaders today was, well, where can I get the money to be spending on green IT projects? I just need to keep the lights on. There's been tough economic times. Let's do more with less. All of those common denominators of the CIO that we've been hearing in the last kind of 18 to 24 months. But can you tell me, has the state seen any substantial savings from the project thus far? And if you could talk about perhaps just, you know, the pure cost savings that you've been able to see, but more importantly, I think as well, which many people get partly a misconception is we're perhaps some of the work productivity, some of the energy efficiency, just the small things that can add up to the bigger picture.
Well, first of all, I think the thing that's so important and the thing, again, that I would reiterate is that we do not see the green IT agenda as being a separate agenda from what we have to do to become cost-effective and cost-efficient. We really believe that it isn't really a matter of spending incremental dollars to be green, but rather the things that we're doing to improve the way we run IT is actually making us green, interestingly enough. So we have a target of reducing our megawatt hours in terms of energy utilization as well as our CO2 emissions by 30%. And we've already seen, over a $1.2 million savings this year. And that isn't really with large expenditures of money, interestingly enough. For instance, the implementation of power management software on our PCs, we've actually been able to fund that through rebates that we've been able to get through our California energy companies, who are very interested in us making that move. Some of the improvements that we've made from a data center perspective are actually fairly small things. You know, it's things like ensuring that we segregate hot zones and cool zones, putting up areas where we're just using these plastic shields to be able to make sure that we have air circulation. So certainly, you know, there are other things that you can do in terms of people moving to green data centers and so on. But our view here is that it isn't a matter of having to make all those large investments, but rather looking at the investments that we're making on an ongoing basis anyway, and aiming those at things that are going to help us be green, which in the end help us to save money.
I think you touched upon some of the areas that you're working on. You talk about the energy consumption with the megawatt hours and the carbon footprint and your 30% goals there. Are there any kind of additional IT projects that have affected the green IT endeavor, even though, as you said, it's fairly integrated in your plan on a daily basis, but either negatively or kind of positively, have you seen any changes that have affected that endeavor?
Well, let's talk about positively first, because that's, I think, my way of looking at the world. I don't think I generally look for things that are barriers. But the positive things are that, you know, our consolidation efforts really looking at several areas which are contributing to our 30% target. First of all, as I mentioned, we are doing data center consolidation. We have over 400,000 square feet of data center space in the state today. Only about a third of that is in energy-efficient Tier 3 data centers. And so we are going to be moving into facilities and actually using the facilities that we have that are already energy efficient, getting out of those that are not. So data center consolidation is extremely important. Second of all, as a part of that consolidation, we're moving very quickly into server virtualization, just like pretty much everybody else is. And we're moving not only server virtualization, but storage virtualization, and then that impacts, of course, the way that we do backups. We're looking at network consolidation. We're looking at email consolidation, again, which reduces the amount of equipment that we have to have out there running email. We're looking at our security, which is also part and parcel of making sure that we're able to run these consolidated data centers effectively. And we're looking at other areas in addition to just our desktop management software. We're looking, obviously, at server virtualization in our print and storage areas. We're looking at changes in the way that we do printing. I'll give you one really great example of money that we've been able to save just in the area of printing and paper. Our centralized state mainframe data center did printing from the mainframe systems to our departments and agencies. And, we did, as many others do, implemented software so that you could actually review those documents online. And the interesting thing was that when you ask people, you know, do you want to switch from paper to an online way of looking at your documents, you don't get any response because people just don't want to take the time, they don't want to change, they don't want to learn a tool. And so what we did was actually to look at it from the reverse. We said, on this date, your reports are only going to be available online. If you need them on paper, come and let us know, and we will talk to you about an exception request. And the thing that's surprising is how few exception requests we got, which either says one of two things. Nobody's looking at this stuff that we've been printing for years, or that, you know, their need to look at it is really on an exception basis anyway, and in many ways the tool does that for you. So there are so many areas like this where if you look at what you're doing and you really look for the ways that you can make improvements, you can make improvements even in the tough times that we're in. Now, certainly on the negative side, you know, we get a certain amount of the same noise that you just talked about, which is, well, I don't have the money, you know, I have to spend money to be green, and so on and so forth. So you do get a little bit of negative pushback, but I think it's not dramatic, and I don't think it certainly is an inhibitor. Now, the thing, though, that I think everyone needs to remember, which affects things in California somewhat, is that we have a governor who is absolutely and totally focused and dedicated to environmental issues. And so we have an assembly bill, AB 32, which sets very aggressive targets for all state agencies to reduce their carbon footprint. And so clearly energy efficiency and green IT initiatives fit directly into major objectives that this governor has. And so we tend not to get as many of the negative comments because, again, this is a major priority from the governor from the top. And I think that makes a big difference. It just changes the mindset. It changes the tone in terms of the way that we approach these initiatives and, you know, the kind of pushback that you get in maybe other organizations.
No, you make some fairly good points there, and I think it's important for us to understand, and some of our community, Terry, our IT leaders out there, it has been something in the last, 18, 24 months, which I reiterated, that sometimes some of the simple things just in terms of energy efficiency, turning off PCs at night if you're in the middle of Chicago or New York City in one of the 60-floor buildings over there, or whether it's just the general energy management of some of the workforce, there's some fairly easy and kind of starter issues where you can build a base off. Moving on, I've recently read that California's Department of Toxic Substances Control requires companies to manage to the disposal of CRTs, which is a fairly aggressive move and perhaps supports the Assembly Bill AB 32 that you've just been speaking about through the governor. But how else has the state of California been trying to lead the way and kind of ramp up endeavors in that area?
Well, one of the things that we've been really focused on, in particularly from my organization's standpoint, is the whole concept of telework. And we've really looked at telework differently, I think, from potentially the way that other states have looked at it. We basically feel that our telework strategy is really addressing three different areas. Number one, we have to be concerned that the employees of the state of California have the opportunity to telework. But to telework, we have to make sure that our infrastructure is secure, and we have to be sure that employees can work from remote locations, effectively reduce their carbon footprint, not only from the standpoint of being able to, in some cases, to work from home, but so many of our folks are on the road. That's really a part of their job, doing inspections, basically troubleshooting. And so all of them need to be able to work from the road rather than having to come back into an office. And so telework is very important for us from an employee standpoint. The second thing is that it's very important to us from a citizen perspective because we don't want citizens to have to necessarily come into our offices in order to deal with us. And so we're continuing to push services out onto our website, online services, again, because we think that's a way of reducing carbon footprint. And lastly, we're very focused on companies in California that are creating green jobs. And we're very focused on getting those businesses up and running in the most cost-effective way possible. And so we're focused on green jobs. We're focused on businesses actually being able to do business with the state of California, again, without having to drive into an office. So we believe that you have to look more holistically at the things that you're working on and look at them from a green perspective. Another thing that we've done, which is really expanding on the green IT concept, is that the California EPA organization, again, the toxic substances, you might have seen, has actually done a wiki where they are inviting entities internationally to identify on that wiki toxic substances so that we can be, if you will, the repository and the information gatherer and also the information disseminator. So the number of things that we're working on, both in terms of from an IT perspective, but just using IT as a tool to really get these messages out there, you know, most of those things are happening and not really even happening with my office being involved. We just supply the tools, and then the departments and organizations are actually able to go out and capitalize on that.
Talking about the economic times a little earlier, Terry, they've been tough for most companies that will probably be listening to this session today. What are the biggest challenges? I think you've touched upon a couple of them just in terms of getting the mindsets correct and not running green IT as a more of a cost-saving measure as opposed to a outgoing cost measure, which some organizations and some IT leaders have seen that in recent times. But what are the biggest challenges that you've faced in trying to implement some of those projects over recent times?
Well, it has been tough economic times in California. I think that everyone across the country knows that. It's interesting. There's probably as much description of our challenges in the Wall Street Journal as there is in the Sacramento Bee. And so we do get that visibility. It has been tough in many ways. First of all, I think, as you may know, we have had to take state employee furlough days. That really hurts morale, as well as taking out 3 days a month in terms of trying to get the workload done with fewer hours. And that has been really tough. State employees have really stood up and they're really working hard, but it is a challenge. Secondly, we have had projects and budgets cut. There's no question about that. We're taking, you know, in some cases percentage cuts, in some cases cuts to particular programs. And so it is tough, you know, to be able to keep things going. I don't want to minimize that at all. And then clearly I think we're getting some more demand in many of our areas. I mean, our unemployment systems, which are 30 years old, the volume that we're having to process is really taxing the capacity of that old infrastructure. The same thing for our health and human services systems and, you know, the caseloads. So I certainly don't want to paint a rosy picture that we're just sort of sucking it up and we're able to make progress without having certainly a number of challenges. But the good news for us, you know, again, on the positive side is that we've tried to use this as an opportunity to say, what are the efficiencies that we can take? We know that the challenges that we have are structural. Many of the deficits that we're seeing are not going to simply go away with an upturn in the economy. And so what we have to try to do is to change the way government works, and we believe that using technology to make and sustain some of that will be a way of trying to actually decrease the cost of government while actually being able to help us provide more services.
Looking forward to the state's future as well, Terry, where do you see some of your future plans in implementing further green IT endeavors over the course of this year and perhaps even next?
Well, I think we have a challenge to implement the initiatives that we've laid out. Any time that you're going into a consolidation and standardization effort, I certainly don't want to leave you and your listeners with the impression that because you have a plan, the plan gets implemented. The challenge for us right now is that we've laid the plan out, we've laid the targets out, but getting everyone organized to do it is a huge challenge. It's a huge people challenge. You know, people don't necessarily want to do things in a standardized way. People don't want to operate out of centralized and consolidated data centers. They're used to doing things the way that they're doing them today. And the loss of control, you know, the perceived fact that they believe some of these services are going to cost them more. I mean, the plethora of reasons why any IT consolidation won't work are pretty obvious to any of your IT folks out there. And so our challenge is going to be to stay the course, to actually get some of this implementation done, and remember that we're trying to do that in a political environment. Our governor is not going to run again. He's term limited. So we will see a change of administration at the end of this year. We will not be done with all of the IT changes and the transformation that we're working on. And so it's just like in any corporate setting, when the top of the house turns over, we have the challenge that certainly the governor will turn over and many of his senior officials will turn over at the end of the year. And so being able to sustain the work that we have started, because, again, it's going to take us several years to implement, I think it's going to be the major challenge for California.
That's some great points. And as a final kind of takeaway for our listeners today and some of your colleagues that will be listening to this session, what is your advice to those guys who have yet to implement perhaps green IT endeavors into their departments or into their companies? What would be your kind of takeaways for your colleagues out there, and even to a certain point of where do they start?
Well, I think it's back to my original point, and that is that I think it's important to look at what is in their portfolio, what is in their IT plan, and then to see really how green IT fits within that. I mean, if their agenda is cost savings and cost effectiveness, you know, how can green IT really make that happen? If their goal is security, how does that fit with their green IT agenda in terms of doing things in more standardized ways? My one point would be to encourage folks to not see green IT as an objective in and of itself, but to see how it fits. Secondly, it would be to really look at how you can implement green IT in stages and not necessarily have to have an investment in a platinum LEED certified data center. I mean, building new data centers is expensive and it's tough. And there are potentially existing facilities. There are also facilities now available that you can lease. There are services that you can buy. So it isn't really just a question of green brick and mortar, if you will, in order to be able to push a green IT agenda. And thirdly, I think there are available resources. I mean, the local energy companies, and you know, there are several partners you can really tap into. In our case, it's public-private partnerships to actually move the agenda, even when dollars are tight. And all of that sort of creates a culture where you're starting to think about how you can be more energy efficient as just the natural part of your IT agenda. And to me, if we can get to that point, then it no longer has to be a separate initiative, but it's something that we think about, you know, as we pursue and as, you know, all of the CIOs in the country are really pursuing how they can make IT more relevant and how they can make IT much more effective within their companies or within the organizations that they serve.
Well, Terry, thank you very much for your insights and some of your validating points to why green IT is so important as we move forward. I appreciate you speaking to me today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I think you can tell we're very passionate about it. I mean, we're passionate not just from a green IT perspective, but, you know, we really believe that, you know, information technology and state government is such an important component of really how we drive government reform going forward. And so as you can tell from, you know, just our approach and the things we're trying to do, it's hard, it's tough, it doesn't always go well on a daily basis, but we believe that, you know, kind of continuing and persevering and believing that it makes a difference is really what's going to push us over the top.
Hear, hear. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from major constituents and companies in North America. To download today's podcast, please go to the website www.itoamerica.com. And until then, we hope for you to join us in the future. Thanks very much.